Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives. Thank you again for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
This is Pastor Trey Rayner.
And I'm Pastor Kinsey Joyner.
And this is our Young Men's Takeover continuing. This week, we have been talking about three practical ways that Jesus helps his family overcome fear. Yesterday, we talked about the practical way of adoption. And today, we're going to talk about witness. But before we get there, I've got a question for you guys.
All right.
Do you know your love languages?
Sure do.
You've taken the test?
I haven't taken the test. Okay. I just assume you know.
It's been a while since I've taken the test.
It's been a while too. I've heard that it changes over time, which I'm sure it
probably
does.
Probably.
What do you guys feel like is your number one? Kinsey, what do you think?
I think affirmation, right? I guess being affirmed, you know, that I'm doing something right, that I'm, you know, I'm adding value, you know, thank yous and
words of gratefulness. Affirmation, for sure.
Yeah, that's probably mine.
Yeah, so. What about you, Trey?
I'll try to say the least conceited way possible, but I love it when my wife blesses me.
Yeah.
And so acts of service is definitely that.
Yeah. Baby, thank you so much for doing the laundry.
Come on, man. Hey, there's value.
For sure. My number one is clean t-shirts. My number one is physical touch. That's my number one.
Gotcha.
We were kind of talking before the podcast, and I think we're all similar in that the gifts is like non-existent on our charts, right?
Yeah. I
have... You know, I love it when people give me stuff. If you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking about giving me something, I will be so grateful. Thank you so much.
Especially baked goods.
Baked
ALC.
Goods. There we go. Hey, well, I think
that could be an acts of service, right?
There we go. And so
I feel affirmed by baked goods.
In general, like we're not like it's like we're appreciated by it, but I think it's more of the sentiment behind the gift that means something to us than the gift itself.
Exactly.
Mine, if I remember right, mine is physical touch, quality time, and then words of affirmation. And then there's one in there that I'm skipping. What is it? Acts of service and then gifts. Yeah. Those are fine, but they're pretty low tier for me. Mm-hmm. But if I think about our wives, just looking around the table, Natalie's is definitely words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
What about you guys?
Jamie is quality time.
Quality time. And then words of affirmation is probably right below that. Right. What about Vicky?
Quality time and acts of service.
Acts of service. All right.
I think, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So what is hard is that words of affirmation is middle tier for me, which really means it's only like 10% of value for me. And it took me a while to realize that the love language that my wife had, I was not meeting. I was not offering words of affirmation very often. We spent a lot of time together. We, you know, the rest of the areas were fine, but I was not. And it's kind of the way I was raised. Words of affirmation. It's not that my parents weren't affirming. It's just not something that we actively did.
Sure.
Is affirm each other with our words. We're a more passive family, sometimes passive aggressive, sometimes passive positive. And so, but it just never was like out there. We never made a big deal. So that took me a while to learn. I've learned that my daughter Everly is also words. She really responds to words of affirmation, which means that she also really responds to words of not affirmation. I think all of us to a certain extent need the affirmation and maybe more than we think we do. Maybe you've taken the five love languages and affirmation is bottom tier for you. I would challenge that you might in your flesh be that way, but you need that to be higher.
Yeah.
And we're going to read the passage to find out why. Kinsey, will you read Romans 8:14-17?
Yeah, please? I can do that. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Mm. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him.
Mm-hmm. So yesterday when we talked about adoption, we never really tied it in, but the fear that we get to overcome is we're never alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We get to say, hey, Lord, you're my dad.
Right.
You're my father. You get that connection. So today, the fear, I think, that a lot of people struggle with as Jesus helps his family to overcome fear, I think a lot of the times the fear that we feel is not that we, our relationship with God is cool, but it feels like maybe nobody else knows that God and I are tight. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Like they treat me differently, even though I know who I am over here.
All right.
So let's look at this. It says right here, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. What on earth does that mean? Because it sounds all fancy, right? And it kind of gives you maybe like an image of a courtroom where everybody's brought in and are like, I need a witness on the stand.
Right.
And I'm sure the Holy Spirit would have no problem with putting their hand on the Bible and saying that they'll tell the whole truth.
I think it'd be fine.
Nothing but the truth, so help them God, because they are God. And so what does that mean? Like, what does it look like to be affirmed by the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, he witnesses with us that God does love us, right? Like the love of God is spread abroad in our hearts through the Spirit. So we know personally, once we accept Jesus, we come to this realization that, yeah, we are, I am his child, and the Spirit with me, you know, confirms that.
Yeah.
And then I think when that love is shed abroad in us through the Spirit, that love goes out to others.
That's good.
And they see this unconditional love from us that we, in the Spirit, we're blessing others and trying to affirm others that God loves you too. And whether it's through acts of kindness, acts of service, whether it's through affirming people, whether it's through gifts, whatever it may be, serving others through this love of God that's been shed abroad in us, the Spirit is affirming us as his child to others.
That's
because
good.
It's like, why are they showing this unconditional love to me?
Yeah,
that's what people think. And it's like, well, I've got unconditional love from the Father, and the Spirit has affirmed me to do this for you.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I just to paint a picture, right? One thing I love to do with my little girl is to pick her up, put her eye to eye with me, and say, I love you.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to be your father. I'm proud for you to be my little girl.
That's good.
And then I'll kiss her on the forehead and send her on her way. And then she goes with happiness from there, you know. But
waddling a little bit with that diaper hand.
Exactly.
You stand there with tears in your eyes.
Yeah, I'm like, there she goes, man. Don't grow up too fast. But when I think of that picture, I'm also thinking that's what God did to me. You know, he put his hand on my shoulders, looked at me in the eye and said, Trey, I have a call on your life. And I have a desire for you to live a life that is well beyond your imagination. And so if I could paint a picture in everyone's mind right now, and I know this is my voice speaking, you know, but I mean, just whether you're driving
maybe,
or
you need to deepen it a little bit,
maybe a little bit deeper.
A little deeper.
But when I
the radio voice,
I know that, like I said, I know this is my voice, but
Trey, you got a face for radio.
Hey, man, I might need to take that up. Hey, 88.3 The Wind.
There we go. That's it.
Maybe we'll get a little sponsorship.
Hey, there we go. That could be it.
But we just to paint a picture, and again, this is my voice, but whether you're driving right now listening to this, or you're doing some chores and you're listening to this, like just take a moment and pause and just imagine this. God picking you up, putting his hand on your shoulders, looking you right in the eye and saying, you are a child of mine. I love you. I'm proud of you. I'm here for you.
Yeah.
You can call on my name whenever you need me and I'll be there.
Yeah.
And that right there is the affirmation in my mind that I will always and ever need, you know, just to be able to just have that promise declared over me from my Father, you know. It's and so we all just, again, this is simple God, you know. This is really the fundamental foundation of who he is. Like, hand on the shoulder, I love you, I'm proud of you, you can call on my name and I'll be there for you.
And kind of to close today, the difference that I see, because, you know, these concepts that we've talked about so far and the one that we're going to talk about tomorrow, they're all pretty closely related. But really what I see here is the spirit of adoption allows us to call God Father.
Yeah.
But the witness that the Spirit gives to our spirit and to others is that others know that God calls us his children.
Right.
And that's a big difference. Yeah, like,
it is.
To go from just saying, I know that God is with me, to where somebody from the outside can look at your life and say, oh, God is with that person.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the promise here that the Lord is offering to us. And that is kind of a segue into tomorrow's content. So yesterday when we talked about adoption, the fear that we've overcome is that we don't have to be alone. We have God as a Father. Today, the fear that we have overcome is, you know, maybe we call God Dad, but he might not return that. Well, he does.
Right.
He bears witness to our spirit that we are children of God. And then tomorrow, we're going to talk about what it means to be a co-heir with Christ. Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.